with networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more. Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
Up and Vanished in the Midnight Sun is released every Thursday and brought to you absolutely free. But for ad-free listening and exclusive bonuses, subscribe to Tenderfoot Plus at tenderfootplus.com or on Apple Podcasts. Up and Vanished in the Midnight Sun is intended for mature audiences and may include topics that can be upsetting, such as emotional, physical, and sexual violence, rape, and murder. The names of survivors have been changed for anonymity purposes. Testimony shared by guests of the show is their own and does not reflect the views of Tenderfoot TV or Odyssey. Thank you so much for listening.
Hey guys, it's Payne here. I'm on the road recording this from my phone, actually. Today's episode is going to be a little bit different. You're just going to hear the raw phone calls from our anonymous source with Kirk and Bonnie. These calls were obtained 100% legally in one-party consent states. I'm holding my own comment on this until the next episode.
There's a stupid podcast person who like does investigative stuff on missing people, and he started doing this podcast about Joseph. Well, it's turned into this ridiculously crazy deal where they're on this app and everybody's talking about, they're just dragging all of us through the dirt, the Pascoyas, the Jake, saying that we all did it to him, and that we're all murderers and part of the mafia, and that Graham's a mafia person and we should all lose our job. I mean, it's bad. It's all over the internet. They've taken pictures from our Facebook, interviews from that time, and they're posting all this stuff, using it against us and using our pictures without our permission and everything. Saying that we're the one who made Joseph disappear. That's... So I don't know what we're going to do about it yet. Graham's thinking about maybe a lawyer to sue the guy for... What do they call that?
Defamation.
Defamation of character and harassment and everything else. Because he's just... He doesn't know anything. This guy doesn't even know anything. He's just making all this stuff up and dragging everybody through the dirt about it. He's got pictures of our family and this whole podcast and everything that he's stolen off of Facebook. I mean, like, pictures of us flying, looking for Joseph, family pictures.
He's got our bill of sale from when we sold the airplane, which...
Yeah, I don't know how you get that.
Who cares? I mean, I'm sure it's public information, but what does that have to do with anything?
Yeah.
It's just, he's got all of our pictures of us flying, looking for Joseph.
But he's saying that we're the ones who killed Joseph, and we're the ones who are to blame for the whole thing, and that's why they haven't found him, because we're hiding him, and we're all part of the Pascoya Mafia and everything. It's crazy.
There are people saying that Graham is the matriarch of this whole Mafia family, and when Kevin died, what's the other rumor? I guess there's this chat app where people are talking about this whole case, and one of the things they said was when Kevin died, there was a suicide note, and in that suicide note was Kevin saying that he killed Joseph.
Which is total BS. I mean, they're just making up a whole bunch of stuff for entertainment. And they don't care what it's doing to all of us. Now, his heart blew up. He had a massive heart failure. And Dude and Jake are the ones that found, and Russell were the ones who found Kevin. There's no suicide note there.
No.
But I mean, they're talking about him and Chris being drunk, and Chrissy had an affair with Joseph. It's just this long, drawn-out thing where we're so stressed about this whole thing.
What to do about it.
Especially because Jake was his roommate, and so therefore they think he did it, or he did something.
Yeah, in Graham's house, they lived in the same house. Graham's old house is where Jake was staying, and so was Joseph. They each had a room. But but the police cleared everything already. You know, everybody has alibis for where everybody was. It was just, he went missing.
There's so many rumors and so hurtful, and
it's really bad.
It's really bad. You know, we haven't been sleeping very much because they're just...
The stuff they're saying is really bad.
It's so bad that yesterday I told Graham, I said, you need to find a lawyer.
This corporation or whatever he is, this podcast.
Sue him for defamation of character, false accusations, or slanders.
Yeah, of course. All of it's
fake. The whole thing about Kevin committing suicide, that's dumb. And that one thing he said was Kevin was bragging about how he was an ex-cop and he knows how to get rid of evidence. And when he got to the Joseph's truck, he dusted off Joseph's footprints.
But he didn't even go down there, and that happened.
Well, Kevin and I were together when we went that first day. We went to the ranger to help look for him. And he did nothing of that sort. He was trying. The thing that they're saying is that he brushed away Joseph's footprints. It's so dumb, and people are talking about, well, all the Pascoyas have great prominent jobs in Nome. Like, Graham is the vice president of Coeric, and Dude's in security, and Lonnie's in charge of this investigation, and Kim and Chris are at Coeric, and all these Pascoyas need to be put on leave until they come up with, whatever.
They already closed the case. He's a missing person. There's no... Everybody was cleared because we all had alibis where everybody was. Okay, we were at camp, all of us. We were all at camp building that addition. That day we saw him drive by. And then he went missing a day later. And we never saw actually who was in that truck. Remember, we were all wondering why he didn't stop to say hi. Yeah, we were working on the building, on the new addition. Yeah. But this guy doesn't know any of us. He's just making it. I mean, this is entertainment for him. This is what his podcast does. He finds things and makes stories out of them. And he just slanders people he knows absolutely nothing about. He's taking pictures from our Facebook and posting them on this thing saying, this is who this is, this is who this is. And our pictures are all over this guy's thing now, which I think that's illegal. I don't think you can take people's pictures and use them without their consent. Maybe on... can't, but I don't think so. And then these people get together on this app and they discuss the podcast, and you don't know who they are because they're all like, they're not real names, they're anonymous, and they're the ones talking a whole bunch of stuff about this podcast, and some of them are known people, and it's just ridiculous.
It's been really bad. Jake's so stressed.
Jake's pretty upset.
I mean,
no, you did. I haven't done it, but...
It just makes me so mad that,
it's just
last night's podcast, they used your dad's interview and posted that on the podcast, read it on the,
Remember that cop interviewed us at our house to just ask us what we were, how we were helping and all that stuff, and it was like that investigator guy, he came and, Bonnie... interview with him on the couch at the house, and then later he asked if he could use that, and we told him no, we don't want it used, we don't want you to use our interviews. Well, he obviously, that whoever that cop guy was, must have used them because they're out there online and they've got it. So
because Joseph is missing, and then that girl Florence is missing also, has been missing, and not a trace of her. So this guy that does the podcast is like, well, those two people are missing, and absolutely nothing has come up with your cases. There's got to be...
Like a serial killer in Nome,
and nobody's saying anything.
Which there very may well be. I mean, there's been a lot of people gone missing in Nome, but...
It's so bad. I don't know. I'm sure it might be bad.
He just started, a few months ago.
Podcast, because there's been still people looking for Florence. So, because there's no answers,
he decided to make a podcast about it just recently and started this whole thing up. For entertainment, for viewing, for viewers, so he has viewers on his podcast.
I kind of think that Joseph's sister, Selena, is also behind this, because they, you know, never been to Alaska, never stepped foot out on the tundra anywhere until Joseph went missing, and doesn't understand
all the bears and everything.
Too, that first day, he found 29 bears.
In that area.
But Selena, Joseph's sister, thinks there, no, that can't be it, there's somebody that did something to him and knows something.
And of course, we're all close to him, so we're the prime suspects, I guess. Sometimes they do, sometimes they bury him, and you know, it's such a big area, who knows where he was buried, we just couldn't find him. I'm sure he's out there buried somewhere, we just don't know where. They do it immediately. They bury him immediately.
Yep, they do. Especially if they had just eaten, they're going to bury it.
Come back to it later. That's what they do, but... Yeah, it's... I don't know, it's wild.
It's...
She'll send you the guy's name so you can look it up, and I don't know what that app is, though, about that app, but...
You don't want to read the app. It's bad. I told... Julius, and you just need to stop reading that. I don't want to waste any more time and heartache on this because it's so bad.
I think they're trying to get a rise out of us to see what we'll do, to see if we'll respond to them. Or we don't. I mean, you know.
Trying to call Jake, and harassing Jake. Jake's getting all kinds of harassing messages from people saying he's a piece of shit. Where is Joseph? What'd you do with him? It's really bad.
And this just started like a month ago. Somebody saw a podcast of this person, of this guy, talking about the missing people in Nome, and then it got spun off onto Joseph, and it's gone crazy ever since then. So now everybody's sharing it in Nome on Nome Post or whatever they're talking about it. So now everybody's into it, looking at it. It's become the latest gossip, I guess. But she'll send you the guy's picture, name, or whatever, if you want to look it up. I'm not too worried about it, because I know what we all did, and I know we just helped. We helped look for him, and we spent a lot of time and money doing it. This guy's just an idiot, and I think he should be sued for lying and for trying to scare people. That's not right. I think he should be sued for it. Especially nowadays, you probably could win a lawsuit like that. He probably doesn't have any money, though. That's probably the deal. I don't know how you get paid for podcasts, probably by viewers or something. But he's been sued before for doing these same kind of things about cases he knew nothing about, just to have an entertaining channel with viewers. Crazy. So what's going on with that?
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. As we observe Mental Health Awareness Month, it's worth remembering that you don't have to carry your burdens by yourself. Life is a journey with unpredictable ups and downs. Whether it's work stress or personal stuff keeping you up at night, which I've dealt with a lot lately, it's super easy to feel like you're the only one without the answers. But the truth is, nobody has it all figured out. And having someone with you to offer support can make all the difference. BetterHelp connects you with quality, fully licensed therapists who work under a strict code of conduct. With over 1.7 million client reviews and an average rating of 4.9 stars out of 5, the results speak for themselves. Their questionnaire helps identify exactly what you need, and they handle the matching, so you can simply focus on your goals. If you're feeling anxious or stuck, remember that these feelings are common, and help is available. You don't have to be on this journey alone. Find support and have someone with you in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/up. Again, that's betterhelp.com/up. This show is sponsored by Liquid IV. There's something about those first real summer days. Maybe it's a morning walk in the sun, a full afternoon outside, or just making the most of longer days. It seems like in the summer, you're moving more than usual. And when you're out there, hydration really makes all the difference. When you're on the go, staying hydrated is key to enjoying that extra sunshine. Liquid IV is clinically demonstrated to hydrate faster than water alone. And right now, you can get 20% off your first order with the code VANISHED at checkout. I love having Liquid IV hydration multiplier packets ready to go at all times, whether it's in my carry-on, my gym bag, or even just in my car. Just one stick into 16 ounces of water hydrates faster than water alone. Powered by LIV HydroScience, with an optimized blend of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients, Liquid IV delivers long-lasting hydration and helps retain hydration for up to 4 hours, which is perfect for those long summer days. Plus, it has 8 essential vitamins and nutrients. It's non-GMO, vegan and gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, all that. I love their flavor options. Cotton candy, popsicle firecracker, orange vanilla dream. So refreshing and easy to enjoy anytime. Stay hydrated while you're on the go this summer with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your purchase with code VANISHED at checkout. That's 20% off your first purchase with code VANISHED at liquidiv.com.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas has styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
This guy's, we talked to a lawyer about suing him for defamation of character, slander, and stealing our photos and everything else. And the lawyer wants $10,000 up front to even start. And he said we wouldn't win anyway because of the freedom of speech rules. He says anybody can say anything they want about anybody else these days. They can't do anything about it. So we can't afford the lawyer. We can't do anything. But he's kind of stopped doing this stuff because we haven't responded to anything. I think that's what he's wanting us to do is go after him and respond to keep his podcast going, and we're not. So he's kind of stopped going on with it. So maybe eventually he's going to be over with it because he doesn't have any truth on anything. He's just lying through his, he's just slandering us and lying to everybody about everybody. Oh my gosh, he's saying that we're tracking him on Alaska Airlines where he goes, and that I'm looking at the manifest to tell people where he goes, which I can't look at the manifest. I have no idea who's on our flights. I'm not allowed to. Nope, all I see is numbers. I don't see the names. I just see numbers, and that's it. I can't do that. I'm not allowed to. Just the crew, but not passengers. So, oh, man, he's saying it's just nuts, what, all the stuff he's put on there. No, I refuse to give the time of day. Tilly's been telling me, and the other people are looking at it are, but I won't go through any of it because I won't give him the time of day because I know it's all lies. Because I know what our family did. I know what we did. He's just doing this to get his podcast going so he makes money off the stupid podcast. And he's a piece of shit. It's horrible. It's just bad. You know, we didn't do anything to it. We were trying to help. We were trying to help the guy, help the family. I mean, you were there through the whole thing, too. Do you remember what we did for that guy and his family? Oh, yeah, it was so long ago. It's crazy. I don't know. I don't remember. I don't remember why. Idiot took a break on doing podcasts, I guess. But he stopped for like a 2 weeks or something to, I don't know if he's taking a break or what. And then I don't know when he starts it up again. But I'm probably going to have to change his number because he keeps harassing Chrissy and Jake on the phone constantly, trying to get him, calling him, trying to get him to interview. And you know, we're not giving this idiot the time of day, so he's threatening to come up and start trouble and all this guy, all this stuff. And so he's probably going to end up changing his phone number, put a restraining order on him. This guy's crazy. He's not a cop. He's not even a real investigator. He's just a blogger who makes money off these things that he does to people. And oh yeah, he spent 10 years harassing this other family in Alaska of a missing case. I think it was over in Tok somewhere or something. And he was assured that this guy murdered this guy, and he harassed him just like he's doing with up there in Nome. Went after this guy, did all the same kind of stuff. They sued him, everything. And then 10 years later, the real killer came out and said, no, this guy had nothing to do with it. I did it. He was in Alaska. It was another missing persons case up in Alaska that he was working on for a long time. And then it ended up coming out. It had nothing to do with the people that he was blaming for it. And the real guy stood up and went to jail for it. And these people sued him for defamation of character and everything else, because he just makes money off of all his lies when he has no evidence and nothing to support any of it. And his viewers just sit there and eat it up, and he makes money on it, and he gets away with it. It's just crazy. Because I think it would make me too mad to know that there's some idiot out there who's totally lying about us, and there's nothing I can do about it because of freedom of speech. I do, but that's what he's wanting from our family. He's wanting us to take the bait and go after him, because that keeps his podcast going, and that keeps all this money coming in for him. So we've all made the decision up there in Nome that we're not going to go out, we're not going to acknowledge this guy, we're not going to, you know, go in there and start writing a bunch of stuff, because that's what he wants. That's what he's edging up to do. He's trying to get us to take the bait and go after him. So, because he's got tons of lawyers, he's got lots of money, he can do this all day long. I mean, we tried to get a lawyer, and it was over $10,000 just to retain the guy. And then the guy says, yeah, you guys won't win because it's not illegal what he's doing. He can say whatever he wants about somebody. It's not illegal. So it's like, well, you can't really do a lawyer because it doesn't do any good. You can say whatever you want about somebody days and can't do anything about it. Yeah, we were up in Nome. We were we all got together and talked about it. We got a lawyer on the phone and on a Zoom meeting with a lawyer, and there's all of us with a lawyer. He's really only going after Chrissy and Jake, and then because he thinks those two are the ones that have done this whole thing, even though the FBI, the Alaska State Troopers, everybody cleared everybody in our family a long time ago after all those interviews with us. They cleared us all because we all had alibis of what we were doing, where we all were doing. It had nothing to do with us. And that's why the case was closed, because there's no evidence of anything. He probably got taken out by a bear somewhere, but this guy won't agree with that. I don't know why somebody would want to hurt him. He was such a nice person. I mean, you met him, you knew him. He was a nice guy. I don't know why anybody would want to do anything to him. It just doesn't make any sense. You know, to me, what makes sense is he's running on a ridge with no gun, no bear spray, and he's in the most populated bear area around, and he goes missing. I mean, that happens all the time with bears and stuff. I just and why anybody would want to hurt him or what he would have done to somebody. The reason they're doing it is because there's a lot of people in Nome that are very jealous of the Piscoya family because they're successful. They're a successful Native family. All their brothers, you know, are successful. They're all successful. They're all got good jobs. And people have nothing better to do in Nome except gossip about everybody else. And that thread that everybody's on, whatever they call that thread, nobody knows who it is because you're in there as a fake name. So it could be anybody there that say, oh, yeah, I can say whatever I want now and spread gossip because nobody knows it's me on this site. I think that's what's happening, that people are just have nothing better to do but gossip. There's one person in Nome, and they live out by Snake River, but she's the only one who stood up for the family said stuff to us and said stuff on that deal for us and to help us. She's the only one. Everybody else is just gossip, gossip, gossip. We went through our Facebooks and we cleaned out so many people that we don't ever talk to. I mean, people somehow knew when we came up to Nome to go hunting. They saw us at the airport, and all of a sudden there was talk on that thing, whatever that what I'm upset about is that guy took a photo of me and Bonnie getting on the flight in L.A. to go to Nome to say, hey, we're heading up to Nome. Here's our, you know, a picture we did. And he turned it into, oh, they knew I was coming to Nome, and he has the manifest, so he saw me coming and warned everybody I was coming to Nome. He took a picture of us off Facebook and put it on his webcast, I guess. Pain. Yeah, the pain dude. He used our picture off our Facebook, which I don't know how he can take our photos off Facebook when they're private. I think that was before we blocked them all. Blocked everything. We blocked. I found him and blocked him. I've blocked all his businesses that he works, his media businesses. I blocked everything so he can't get into any. Everybody has. We've all blocked everything about him. Cannot get into our Facebooks now. Everybody's made their Facebooks private, which a lot of people didn't have done before. But he turned that around. Like, we knew he was coming to Nome and warned the town he was coming. It's like, I don't know who this guy is. I don't even know what he looks like, for one thing. I don't even know where he lives. And I cannot access anything of the manifest at Alaska Airlines. All I get on my iPad is the number of passengers in a numerical form. 175 is all I see of the people. I can't see the names. I'd have to log on at the counter to do what the CSAs do, and I don't have that login information. I'm not even allowed to touch those computers. So he was saying that he said, which he claimed he did, that he went to Alaska Airlines to tell them that I was in the manifest telling Nome that this guy was coming up and that he was going to get me in trouble, and he was looking at Tom too about doing the same thing and blah 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 blah. Well, he never did, because Alaska Airlines never said a thing to me about it. They never called me about it. They never emailed me about it. And then he said he turned it all over to the FAA, which the FAA can't do anything about it. And I'm not worried about it. That's why I don't. It's what pisses me off is this guy is making money off ruining people's reputation for his own gain. And that's what's wrong. And that's what we can't do anything about. We've got to let it run its course and be done, because people are already starting to get tired of it, because he has no new information, because we're not giving him new information. We're not going after him. We're not saying a word. So it's just kind of going dead. And I think he's given up, hopefully.
You told me there was never anything recovered from Joseph.
Nope, there wasn't.
How was his credit card used 2 weeks after he went missing?
I have no idea. Maybe his family had it. Was that in the podcast or something? Oh, see, I haven't watched any of these podcasts, so I don't know any of this stuff. I never heard that one before, but maybe his family had it or something. No, I mean, when they came up to search for him, maybe they had his stuff. I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea. I never even heard that even back then. They never mentioned that. I don't know. Maybe someone had his card. Maybe someone stole his card. Yeah, I have no idea on that one. I always wondered if he was in witness protection or something.
You dropped this bomb on me that the family was involved. You were interviewed 8 years ago and never mentioned it to me.
We never heard about it till just recently. This guy popped up out of nowhere and started doing. He started with that girl who went missing on the beach also. We did that 8 years ago. No, the reason they interviewed us 8 years ago when it happened is because we were all friends with Joseph. And he was friends with our family, so we agreed to do interviews to make sure that we all were good and that we weren't involved in any of it, which we weren't. And that's why we chose to voluntarily do the interviews with the FBI and the police.
Why'd you lie to the investigator about the day you saw the truck?
I didn't lie to the investigator. Okay. We saw a blue car go by down there. I don't know if it was Saturday or Sunday. There were two blue cars, I remember, of the same kind in Nome. There were two of those exact vehicles in Nome. And I know when Kevin and I were working on the building, we saw that one car go by, and we waved, and thought it was him. I don't know if there's another one that went by on Sunday, because we were working at camp that whole weekend. That's 8 years ago. You know, how am I supposed to remember exact details from 8 years ago when we haven't been dealing with it in 8 years? You know what I mean? we know we had nothing to do with him going missing because we were busy that weekend. We were working. We didn't even see him that weekend except for the car drive-by. Well, join the rest of us because we're all confused too because we don't understand why all of a sudden, 8 years later, this guy decides he's going to get on a missing persons case and then try to ruin everybody's life for no reason. And there is no evidence of anything, which was already done and cleared way before, 8 years ago. We were all cleared, and we did all this voluntarily. We didn't even have to do these interviews. We did it all voluntarily to help try to find him. That's why we did it. And the interviews we did were supposed to be, what do they call it, where you can't reread them or whatever, what do they call that, where you're not incognito, but they weren't supposed to be public, made public. They were supposed to be private interviews. That's why we agreed to do that. And somehow, whoever that idiot was who interviewed us leaked them out to this guy, and this guy's got them all without our permission. So that might actually be illegal. I don't know.
So you guys weren't involved in any way?
No, of course not. Why would we even want to hurt Joseph? He was our friend. He was a friend of the family. Why would we want to hurt him for any reason whatsoever? We helped his family. We treated his family like family when they came up here. I mean, we spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars flying around looking for him, trying to do stuff to help any way we could. You know our family. You know we're not people that would do anything bad like that. We'd have no reason to do something like that. Nobody would.
Why did Jake lie to the cops?
He was very scared because he lived with Joseph and he was young and he was scared, you know, they were doing some pot and stuff in there. And I think he was, which he even said later, he was just really scared that everything was going to get pinned on him because he was a roommate. And that's why he originally lied, but told the truth after that. And he was even cleared.
Was he involved with drugs?
He smoked pot when he was up there. But yeah, he hasn't done drugs. He hasn't done pot, I don't think, in a really long time. But when he was a teenager, he did a little bit.
Why aren't you guys protesting and trying to say your side of the story?
Well, we really want to, and we would love to go after this guy and prove that he's a fraud, which a lot of other people have already done. But we can't afford it. We can't afford the lawyer. I mean, Carol was going to pay for most of it, and she can't even afford this lawyer to do what we need to do. This guy is huge. He's got massive backing behind him. He makes millions off his podcast sitting on the East Coast, and he comes over and he just does missing persons cases because he wants to be think he's an investigator, and he tries to do all this stuff, and he's never even proven anything in any of his podcast stories about anything. He's never done anything to prove that he's right. He's always been wrong on everything, and he just ruins people's lives, but we don't have the money to fight him. It costs too much. Lawyers are way too much money, and it would ball up in court so long, and nobody can afford to do it. So we just agreed, well, you know, none of us have anything to hide. Our family did nothing, so let him say what he wants. You know, if we don't go after him and we don't sit there and keep this whole thing going, which is what he wants to do, because that keeps his listeners listening and it keeps the money flowing, we just shut up about it, it'll just go away. And it's starting to do that finally, because he has no new stuff to go off of. I mean, it's ruining. Chrissy's just stressed out all the time. Because this guy's constantly calling and harassing him. He constantly calls Jake all the time, trying to get him to do anything. Jake won't answer it. We've blocked all his numbers, but he'll start calling from different numbers. So I think he's going to actually go to the known police and file a restraining order on the number and the guy.
Why did you guys not say anything to me about this before?
Well, you were pretty young, and it didn't involve you in any of it, so we didn't feel like it was necessary to put you through something you didn't have to go through, because, you know, we just wanted to tell the cops what our family was doing, so we were in the clear, because we knew we were, and that's why we chose to do the interviews with them. We didn't have to do anything, because they weren't worried about you. You were just a kid, you know. he just wanted to talk to his immediate friends and family, which we kind of were. So, and then they did, and they cleared everybody. And then that was the end of it. That's been the end of it for all these years until this guy. It pops out of nowhere and, you know, brings all this stuff up and twists everything and starts, you know, he's falsely accusing everybody with no evidence. He puts out zero evidence because he has none. He's just going off what he thinks and what he believes. He doesn't know Nome. He doesn't know any of the family. He doesn't know about the wildlife in Nome. He doesn't know how things work in the bush. No, he has no clue. He lives in the freaking East Coast somewhere.
You guys both know if a bear kills something, they leave evidence.
Not always. They bury him pretty quick. That's why we searched so much, because we were trying to find something. But we're not knowing where he ran exactly. You know, it's a huge area. It's hard to search that, even though we had so many people searching. It's just, we didn't find anything. And that's the crazy part about it, is that there's nothing.
I thought him and Chrissy were together at one point.
No, they were never together. They were just close friends. But that guy, that girl they was having the affair with, the husband, after Joseph died, just lost his marbles. He was a teacher at the school. He totally lost his marbles. I think they got divorced and he left. He just left Nome. He just went nuts. He went crazy. But this guy's not saying anything about them or looking into that, even though maybe it's nothing. But he's not looking into that. Why just the Piscoys? Because they're successful, because, you know, they're in positions of high, not high power, but in big positions around Nome, with, you know, Carol and, you know, Tom being, you know, Captain Alaska and dude being in law enforcement. So, you know, this other guy is just a teacher, whatever. So he's not, it's not a big enough story, I guess, to go down that rabbit hole, even though maybe there's nothing there. I don't know anything about it, but I know that Joseph was messing around with that girl.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Ready to experience something new? All Trails helps you find your next hike. Whether you're looking for something nearby or planning a trip, read reviews from real people like you to choose your trail and know what to expect. You can also download the map in case service gets spotty. Plan and experience your next hike with All Trails, the app for exploring the outdoors. Download it today and find your outside.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
He loves it freezing, she loves it hot. The Pod by 8 Sleep ends the argument for good, with independent temperature zones that keep both of you sleeping deeper. Try it at 8sleep.com.
Did Kevin mess with tracks?
Yeah, I know when we drove down there that one time and saw his car, we parked on the road and we were walking around his car and it was unlocked. So yeah, that may have messed up tracks and stuff, but at that point, none of us were thinking that, you know, something had bad had happened to him. You know, afterwards, because once he didn't show back up Monday for work, and then they reported him missing, and then we all started, I don't remember how many days it was before we started the search, we drove down to where he had said he was going to be, and we could see his truck right there, and so we walked around it, obviously looking. They may have been at the same time, I'm not sure, but I do know we went down there and looked around that car that one time. And I do remember it was unlocked, but there was just nothing. There was nothing of his. There was nothing there. I mean, the cops went over that whole car anyway. They went through everything. But we didn't mess with anything. I mean, we wouldn't have known that it was going to be a criminal case anyway. At that point, we're just trying to figure out where he went. Yeah, I wish we could fight this guy. I wish I could get on there in my own words and be like, hey, you know what, you dumbass. I can't look at past your manifest. I don't know you. I don't know where you live. I don't even know what you fucking look like, much less anything. Why would I be looking for you coming to Nome? I could care less where you're going. And I cannot look at that. I would get fired if I could look at people's manifests. I can't do that. I have no way to do that. Even on my company material, I'm not allowed to. We can't see that. But that would just give him more ammo to keep going after stuff. No, there's no way. And I think that's why Alaska never said anything to me, if he even said anything to them. I think he's lying about it. I think he's just saying it to try to get a rise out of us. If they track stuff, they're very good on security. They would have texted me right away and be like, hey, do you know what's going on with this? Is this guy, you know, I haven't heard a word in months from them about any of it. So I don't think he even went to Alaska. I think he put it on there trying to keep the story going.
Were you guys aware that they were investigating possible foul play?
Well, yeah, they put it right out there. That's why they came. The cops got involved right away because they were he went missing. We couldn't find him, so of course they get involved. And you know, they have to go down these routes because we weren't required to. They didn't ask us to. We did them voluntarily.
There's a felony charge if you know about foul play and don't say anything. Is that a possibility?
No. It isn't, because they've already cleared us and put us out of the system because we all approved where we were. I have flight manifests of where I was during the whole time when I was flying at Ryanair. All that's documented. So I'm clear. Bonnie was working at Bering Air. That's clear. Jake has, he was working. They know where he was. They know where everybody was. And that's why we did all this stuff. So they knew, hey, we saw him drive by. I don't remember what days it was, but we saw him drive by while we were working at camp that weekend, and he did not stop, which we thought was odd. We made sure that we told them that. It's like, Joseph should have stopped to say hi, and he didn't. He roared on by, and that's it. We can't say, yes, it was him in the car, because we can't tell. But it kind of looked like him, but he went by so fast, it's hard to see who was in that car. Maybe it was somebody totally different. Maybe somebody did take him out and kill him and bury him, and they were trying to get his car down. Who knows? I mean, nobody knows. If no one comes forth and says anything, no one's ever gonna know. That's the problem. But nobody in our family would have had any reason to do anything to harm him. He was our friend. He was a family friend.
Why would Jake lie to the troopers?
I think maybe because they were doing, you know, some illegal drugs in the house that they all lived in, and maybe he was scared something with that. I don't know. He was young and, you know, not as mature obviously as he is now, and so maybe that's why he just was scared about it. But he told the truth later and it was all cleared. I mean, you should call him and ask him, call him, talk about it. He'll be open with you about it. He's a grown man now. He'll tell you everything. He'll tell you exactly why. I mean, it'd be better than, you know, thinking that, you know, I mean, having you think something, Jake's trying to hide something, just, you know, be a man about it and call him up and ask him. He'll tell you. He'll tell you exactly everything that happened. The whole thing doesn't make sense because people just don't disappear off the face of the earth like that. And maybe they already looked into all that stuff in the original investigation and didn't do anything about it because they figured it out. I don't know. Maybe this guy is not putting his whole truth out there. If he's saying, well, if someone's using his credit card, well, maybe he's not finishing out the story that, well, the cops found out that this card had been taken and it was being used and it was canceled. You know, maybe he's just trying to spin the story to say somebody in Nome, you know, did something to him and he's using his cards. Who knows? But I'm sure the FBI turned over every single leaf in this whole thing already. I'm sure that's why it's a closed case now, because there was no evidence of anything found. Nothing.
The whole family is choosing not to talk to Payne?
Yeah, that's why we haven't said a word about it on anything. That's why we've deleted every single thing we can find of this guy, blocked him on all of our social medias. We've made all of our social medias private. And Jake and Gwen have actually canceled all their Facebook stuff because this guy was harassing them so bad. He was taking pictures of their kids off of their Facebook. So they, you know, this guy's kind of scaring them. So they closed all their accounts. I mean, we've shut down. We looked up the guy's name.
If nobody did anything wrong, why is everybody so scared?
We're not scared. We're just trying to not let him into our lives and ruin what we have. We didn't do anything. So why let him into all of our private stuff that is none of his business? That he's profiting off stealing stuff off our Facebooks and using it. That's what they said. They were using him on that app. No, he's pulled a bunch of stuff and used it in those podcasts. You probably saw it. He doesn't, I mean, I haven't watched it. Is it a video or is it only, I don't know, the podcasts have pictures and videos on them or not? It's on this other app then where these things are showing up then. But he's on that app and he's putting things on that app so people start talking about it. I think that's where some of our pictures have ended up on that, whatever that site is. But since then, we've blocked everything, so. Because he has no business getting into our stuff. This is our life. He has no business prying into. You know what I mean? We don't go pry into his personal life. We don't pry into his Facebook. You know, he's doing this as a business and making money off his lies and off his stories. Because he's a podcaster. This is how these podcasters make money. That's the same thing with politics. People do the same thing with politics. They slam other people. They drag dirt, supposed dirt, up to try to ruin someone's reputation. Then later they find out, oh, it was all wrong. They just did it for political reasons. So this guy does it for money. He makes millions of dollars off this stuff.
Up and Vanished in the Midnight Sun is a production of Tenderfoot TV in association with Odyssey. Your host is Payne Lindsay. The show is written by Payne Lindsay with additional assistance from Mike Rooney. Executive producers are Donald Albright and Payne Lindsay. Lead producer is Mike Rooney, along with producers Dylan Harrington and Cooper Skinner. Editing by Mike Rooney and Cooper Skinner, with additional editing by Dylan Harrington. Supervising producer is Tracy Kaplan. Additional production by Victoria McKenzie, Alice Kanik Glenn, and Eric Quintana. Artwork by Rob Sheridan. Original music by Makeup and Vanity Set. Mix and mastered by Cooper Skinner. Thank you to Oren Rosenbaum and the team at UTA, Beck Media and Marketing, and the Nord Group. Special thanks to all of the families and community members that spoke to the team. Additional information and resources can be found in our show notes. For more podcasts like Up and Vanished, search Tenderfoot TV on your favorite podcast app or visit us at tenderfoot.tv. Thanks for listening.
This is Dr. Mary Claire Haver from Unpaused. Let's be honest. Great hair should not require a complicated routine, a salon visit, or a whole lot of patience just to get smooth, shiny results. Too many women have been settling for dull, frizzy hair and thinking, that's just how it goes at home. It doesn't have to be. Introducing Longe Hair, an easier, more effective way to elevate your everyday routine. Their Axia Halo Ring Hair Dryer is designed to make styling feel faster and simpler. It's lightweight, incredibly fast, and leaves hair looking sleek and polished instead of dry, frizzy, or puffy. The real magic happens when it's paired with the Gloss Shock Treatment. These two are designed to work together. Just spray Gloss Shock onto damp or dry hair. The dryer's heat activates the treatment, while its iconic technology seals in that smooth, mirror-like shine. The result is soft, glossy, frizz-free hair in just two easy steps, without piling on extra products or spending extra time to get ready. Go to longehair.com and use the code MCH to get 20% off your first order. That's LANGEHAIR.com and use the code MCH for 20% off at checkout.